Grab a needle and thread and sew your sides back together.
Who was the brain surgeon that decided this was a good idea?
This is Every Billy's Joke from October and November.
I'm spooked because you've told me you're going to get close to my face for this gag. And it's
I saw it during
the week.
It's
made me nervous, so I'm sorry. I'm a bit thrown.
You are?
Yeah.
But I saw this. I'm going to give it a go on live radio, okay? Yeah. So we'll just see how this goes. So I've got to come over
What
to
am
you.
I meant to do?
Just go with it,
Jake. Okay, okay.
Just have full trust in Anthony William.
All right.
I'm walking over here. Right. This, can you hear me? This is the joke. So in my hand, Joey, I have a blonde, a brunette, and a redhead, okay?
Right.
I want you to pick one of them up. Pick up the blonde first and put it on your face and tell me, does it feel like your first sexual experience? So
what?
The blonde, pick up the blonde, put it on your face. Does it feel like your first sexual experience?
No.
Put it back. Put the blonde
back. Right.
Okay, the brunette. Pick the brunette up.
What is this?
Pick
the brunette.
Put it on your
face. I like brunettes.
Yeah. Does it feel like your first sexual experience?
No.
Put it back.
No.
Right. Now pick up the redhead, the fiery redhead. So she'll do it for you. Put it on your face.
Yeah.
Feel like your first sexual experience?
No.
Put it back then. Righto. Pick them all up off. You get them. You pick them all up. Now shake. Give them a good shake. Does that feel like your first sexual experience?
Oh, no.
Oh.
That's more.
Got it.
Oh, that's more like it. Yeah. Oh, far out. I don't know how JB does this.
Well, he wouldn't accept a visual gag on the radio.
Yeah, how's that going to go down? It's on radio when we shook it.
Yeah. No, did we get it on camera? But we're actually audio, aren't we?
Yeah, you got me to shake it like
your first sexual experience.
Yes, we get it. All right, well done. Rapsy.
Wow.
I need a weekend off.
We're still on.
Gee whiz.
You couldn't be.
I'm going to do this again next week.
I'm going to Penrith. Now, so I've got two jokes here. You ready?
Yep.
One is from Craig, and it's Paddy. Paddy runs into the bar, Joey, and says, Mick, someone just stole your car. Mick says, did you get a look at his face? Paddy says, no, I didn't. But I got his red, Joe. Joe, do you understand it? It was Mick's car.
Yeah.
So he didn't really need the red, Joe. That went down well. It's going
to
be a
draft. It took me a while to get that one.
Mm. Yeah, I knew you didn't get it. That's what, yeah. Because it was Mick's car. He didn't need it.
Is that a yay or a nay?
No, hang on.
I've got to
another one. Right, yeah. This is from Liam. 100 years ago, Joey, everyone owned a horse and only the rich had cars. Now, everyone has a car and only the rich have horses.
Mm-hmm.
How the stables have turned. Look at the fake laugh. So, Liam or Craig? A yay. Which one?
A yay to Craig.
Ooh. Really? The Rego one you didn't get?
I presume that was funny.
Righto. So he gets a slab, but because it's our first show, guess what? Liam gets a slab also.
Oh, very generous.
Thanks to our good friends.
At Carlton Draft.
Carlton Draft, of course. So they both get a slab today.
Good one.
Well,
I like that.
My jokes are actually better, aren't they?
Yes, actually they are. I was hoping for better. Better entries tomorrow. Come on.
Yes.
TripleM.com.au.
Ooh. Yes, or a slab here. Number one is from Sean. Okay, Joey, you got your ears on?
I'm listening.
The difference?
Intently.
A vampire bat arrived back at the roost with his face, mouth, and teeth covered in blood. All the other bats got excited and asked him, where did you get all that blood from? Follow me, he says, and off they flew over the hills, over the river, and into a dark forest. The vampire bat said, see that tree over there? Yeah, we see it. Well, I bloody didn't.
Yeah.
He didn't see it.
I know, you ran into it. Yeah.
Old joke.
I can't know the joke.
All right, number two. Someone will win a slab here. The Carlton Draft, okay. Yum. This is from Tom.
Who was the first one by, just so I can...
Sean,
unlikely to win. Yeah, next one.
Paddy. No. Paddy the Irishman.
Oh, no.
Was struggling to find a parking spot down the shopping centre. Dear Lord, he prays, I can't take this anymore. If you open a space up for me, I swear I'll give up the Guinness and go to Mass every Sunday. Suddenly the clouds part and the sun shines down on an empty parking spot. Without hesitation, Paddy says, "Ah, never mind. I found one."
Ah, yeah, it's not bad.
Oh, slap.
Yep. Yay to the
Tom.
Tom and yeah. Nay to Sean.
Oh, Tom, you're 1-1, and guess what, Sean? I didn't mind that. I know Joey didn't, but I liked it, so you get a slab also. Oh. So there we go, a slab each.
Jeez.
How good's that?
Generous.
Carlton Draft, not me.
Oh, okay.
Three. They know about it?
Three slabs come in. And whoever gets a yay, they win a slap.
Or a nay means they get nothing.
That's right.
TripleM.com.au to enter your jokes.
He's not right,
you told me to put some effort into
right
it.
Righto, here we go. This one's from Adam. Joe, right, okay. You ready? Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Owen.
Owen who?
Owen the Saints go marching in. Owen the Saints go marching in.
I've never heard that one before.
Haven't you?
Come on.
Oh, sorry. Well, that's from Mads.
Okay, Adam. Yeah.
Oh, thanks, giving it no.
And then this one from Chris. Did you know the French fries, the first French fries, weren't actually cooked in France? They were cooked in Greece.
Yeah, I get,
you get
it.
That?
Greece.
The first French fries were cooked not in France, but in Greece.
Greece.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not bad.
Yay. I like that one.
Oh, so Chris gets a...
He gets the slab.
And?
He gets a yay and the knock-knock marching in one. That's a nay.
Nay.
I've heard that one a thousand
yeah,
times.
Yeah, all right. Well done, Chris. You win the slab. And guess what, Adam? For having a crack, you win a slab. I'm overriding you. Oh. So two slabs.
So why am I yay and naying if you're just giving both a slab?
We like hearing you say that stupid yay or nay.
Oh, two shows to go, Rad.
Joe's last show with us tomorrow as well.
Yes.
Thank God. I mate, no. Two jokes here. One wins a slab. Depends if it gets a yay or a nay, or as you say, Joe, a
yay or a nay.
That's always getting us fell for it.
But it's, you've told me to do that.
You just go with it. You got righto. This one is from Tyson. You ready, Joe?
Yep.
Why did everyone leave Hungry Jack's?
Why did everyone leave Hungry Jack's? I don't know, Bill. Why?
Because someone dropped a Whopper.
Oh,
right.
Did someone send that in?
Yeah.
Yes. Someone from primary school, clearly.
Here, this one, Luke. This is for Joey. He's Nuna and he's Italian roots. Yeah. Had a few.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh. Well, we do.
That's better than any joke you've told this year.
What did one Italian volcano say to the other Italian volcano?
What, Bill?
I love you. I love you. I love you.
I get it. I like it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yay. That gets it. Yay.
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 Right. And Tyson got a...
Well, Tyson's probably too young to tell a Whopper joke. So I think that's obviously someone who can't drink alcohol. So they get a nay.
Just a no. Do it properly.
Nay.
Terrible. Well done, Lukey. You've won a slab. And Tyson, I reckon it's all right, the Hungry Jack's Whopper. So you also... win a slab.
Just make sure Tyson's over 18 to tell a Whopper joke. Come on.
Well, he is. So he wins a slab. Luke wins a slab. Everyone's happy. And you've got one day left, Joe. Fair
seriously. Get me out of here.
You leave the keys on the fridge and keep walking. Well said, Rabsy. Yes, Carlton Draft. Oh, we love it. Mother's milk. Okay, time now for the two top entries for today's joke. This one is from Brendan. What do you call a cow... that's got three legs. Lean beef. Beef. Yeah. All right, this one's from Andrew. What do you call a caveman or cavewoman's fart? A blast from the past. Actually, I like that one. Well done, Andrew. You've won a slab of Carlton Draft. And you too, Brendan, for your three-legged cow joke. You have also won a slab of Carlton Draft. Mm-mm. Thanks, Rabsy. And today's two jokes, thanks to our good friends at Carlton Draft, are from Merv. A pony goes to the doctor. I think I'm dying, doc. It may be COVID. I have a terrible sore throat. The doctor said, "Ah, that's okay. You're just a little hoarse." Bang. And from Drew. What do you call a jockey who just escaped prison?
A small, medium, at large. Ha ha! Bang! A small, medium, at large. Get it? Get it? There you go, Ramsey. A slab each of Carlton draft. One to Drew and one to Merv.
Thank you, O-Rabbits. Here's today's top entries. This one is from Matt. No matter how much experience and skill you have when building a house, there will always be a flaw in the construction. Get it? Flaw? Yeah, not bad. Well done, Matt. And this one is from Gavin. Husband and wife were in the backyard. The wife turns to the husband and says, "Have you seen the dog's bowl?" The husband said, "Nah, I didn't even know he played cricket." I reckon I went with this one 2 months ago. But anyway, not bad from Gav. I like that one. Well done. You win a slab, of course, Gav. And so to you, Maddie. There you go. Some more jokes for our good friends at Carlton Drive. Thank you, Rabsy. Here we go. Two top entries today are from Kylie. Good to see. Good on you, Coles. What does a small pair of jocks and a small dance room have in common? Simply no ballroom. Not bad, Carls. Good work. And this one here is from Vinny. Knock, knock. Who's there? A man who can't reach the doorbell. Probably a jockey. Ah, very good. Well done, Carly. You win a slab of Carlton Draft, of course. And so do you, Vinny. Oh, Carlton Draft. Mother's milk. Yeah, but... thank you, Rabbits. Good work. And here's our final two jokes for the week. This one is from Mark. An elderly man is out driving when the radio announcer, probably me on rush hour, suddenly says, "Beware of dangerous car driving against the general direction of travel." Annoyed, the man, alone in his car, mumbles to himself, "One, there's bloody hundreds of them." I know you won't get that, Rabs, but that he's the one that's actually driving the wrong way. Good one. Well done, Mark. And this one is from Connor. Righto, Connor Monster. I was in the gym earlier and decided to jump on the treadmill. People were giving me weird looks, so I started jogging instead. Yeah, righto. Believe it or not, Connor, you've won a slab of Carlton Draft. Well done to you, Coco. And, of course, so do you, Marco. Well done, boys. A slab each of the magnificent Carlton Draft.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
Hey, Roo.
Yes?
What do you call a judge with no balls?
Oh.
Justice.
I don't know.
Justice Willie. Just his Willie. Oh, that's terrible. Wow.
Gosh. You had all week. You had all week, Rosie.
Is that a week off?
A week off.
Oh, no.
You had a weekend. That's 2 days and a week. So you've had, what it was, he has 9 days.
And no Friday show. So 10 days.
What's the difference between Dubai and Abu Dhabi?
Oh, no.
Dubai doesn't show the Flintstones. Even Flintstones. But Abba Dubai does.
You butchered every part of that.
I'm just reading it for the first time, no. Right?
You've said it on air before. I have never said it before.
Abba Dubai.
No, shut up. Go to bed.
Piss off, Texas. Here we go, Ramsey. A better one than yesterday. And this one's for you, Nick, over there, old frozen one. Beryl and her husband, Ernie, go to the town fair every year. And every year, Beryl would say to Ernie, "I'd like to go on the helicopter ride." But every year, Ernie would always say, "I know you would, Dale, but the ride is $50. And $50 is $50. Might have told this one.
You have.
A few years later, once again, they go to the town fair. And Beryl says to Ernie, "I'm now 75 years old. And if I don't ride on the helicopter this year, I may never get another chance." Which Ernie replied, "I know, Dale, but the ride costs $50 and $50 is $50. The pilot of the helicopter ride overheard the couple and he said, "Folks, I'll make a deal with you. I'll take you both up in the air for a ride. And if you can stay quiet for the entire ride and don't say a word, I won't charge you a cent.
Mm-hmm.
But if you say one word, it's $50. Beryl and Ernie agreed to the deal, and off they went. The pilot did all the fancy kinds of manoeuvres, lots of twists and turns, but not a word was heard from the back seat. He did all the daredevil tricks over and over again, but still not a word. When they landed, the pilot turned to Ernie and said, "I'll give it to you. I did everything I could to make you scream or yell out, but you didn't even make a sound." Ernie replied back, "Well, to tell you the truth, I almost said something when Beryl fell out, but you know, $50 is $50.
Oh, no.
Bang, what did you think of that, Rui? Thanks, Josh.
Yeah.
Has Rui come good yet?
No, still frozen.
Silly Texan.
It is late over in Texas.
Oh, yeah. Good one, Rui. Let's hope you're a bit better. Actually, your last bit was the best you've been this week. Righto, Rui, here we go.
Come on.
If you are an American when you go to the bathroom.
An American.
And you're a American when you come out of the bathroom.
An American.
Yeah.
What are you in the bathroom? European. European, really? Did you get it?
Yeah, I got you.
Do you want me to explain it to you?
No, I get it. What do you want me to do?
Laugh.
Bill. European.
That's better.
I'm pissing myself, Bill. That was a classic.
That's better. Actually, I think you were better last night when you were frozen.
Before you tell your joke, Bill, it's been a very long show, so we've actually had to cut some stuff out. If you want to catch the whole show, get the podcast on the Listener app.
Oh, good idea. Mm-hmm. It's been a long show. Someone over there in Texas can talk a bit, can't he? Oh. Exactly. I can hear an accent even. He's only been there for a week. Hey, what has 140 teeth and keeps monsters in?
Nah.
My zipper. Oh, no. Oh no, Bill.
Yes,
yes, I liked it. He finally liked
about
one. There we go.
About Thursday.
Oh, there you go, Raps. You can use that tonight.
We've all seen Munich, Bill. We know it's not true.
No, that's cold and freezing, and don't even look at that. It's a monster. Monster. It's a monster in the lake over there. Loch Ness. Fruity Friday, Roo, and it can get a little bit fruity.
Yes.
So
good.
We apologise up front. If you're offended, and if you're not.
You apologise. It's got nothing to do with Rui and I.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, and if you're not offended, don't worry. We'll get to you at some stage. No. Look at Ramsey. What do a burnt pizza, a frozen beer, and a pregnant woman all have in common?
Oh, nah.
Some idiot didn't take it out in time.
It's on the edge.
It's pretty raw.
On the edge.
Rui, don't send me those jokes. Fair. Shall we send Rui sent them through? Jill's. Anyway, wrap it up. There we go.
Right on the edge, that one.
Nothing worse than a burnt pizza.
ZZ Top sent you that one, Rui.
Oh, no.
A burnt pizza or a frozen beer in the freezer. Oh, in that shop. Anyway, great day. Well done, Dave. Very good first up. I thought you've had a good show. But I do have a little joke for you, Dave.
Thanks, mate. Yes, go.
And it's Miguel would love this one, our good mate from the jungle. Two hobos were walking down the road, okay? And they come across a mangy old dog sitting in the middle of the road and was in a weird old position and was licking its balls. One of the hobos said to the other, gee, I wish I could do that. The other one said, well, maybe you should pat it first.
Low.
Low. It's an old one, but it was for Miguel.
Yeah, okay.
Because he used to tell us those jokes.
He used to go with those jokes, and with that accent, it was a little bit hard to decipher what he was getting at. That wasn't your best fat, but you got 4 days to lift.
Well, send a couple in, please. Old fat's had enough looking for them.
See you tomorrow, fat.
Hold on. Just a joke yesterday, fair to say, and probably the same again today, to be honest.
The emails from the RSPCA have come in thick and strong after yesterday.
Have they? Thick and fast it'll be, but anyway.
Okay.
last Saturday night, days, I went out and I'd had a couple. I was pissed, to be honest. And I was out the side, out the front of this nightclub, and my mate runs it, okay? So I rang him up and I said, how do you get into the club? He said, there should be a knob on the door. I said, yeah. That's the bloke who won't let me in. Did you get it?
There's a knob on the door.
The security guard.
Yeah, that's it. Ah, Bill, you're back in town, I think.
Yeah. What? Have you got another one?
No.
Okay, well.
I was going to do one, but we won't. Anyway, we're finishing the show with that.
That's the exclamation mark on this great show. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow. More from you, Fat. You need to lift.
Yes, we do.
In the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Yep, the ex-Canadian.
Give Radzi time to Google it and come back and pretend like he had a brain.
Don't worry, you'll cut it out. There'll be none of this. You watch, you'll cut it all out.
If we keep talking about it, we'll have to leave it in. Yeah.
Hey, Patty. Daisy.
Oh, no, we're not going to. Okay.
Goes into the florist shop and says, I'd like to buy a bunch of flowers for my girlfriend, please. The florist looked at him and said, certainly, sir. What is it you're after? A shag, says Paddy. Daisy, don't laugh. There we go. Yep.
Yeah, okay.
You find that Olympian yet,
yeah,
right?
Dal Beck Smith.
Oh, Smitty.
Good boy.
Thank you, Mark.
All right, Bill, off to the florist for you.
Here I am. Have I got some bunch of flowers? Ah, Daisy boy. You know, I once went to a fancy dress party.
Not today, what you were.
Dressed as a loaf of bread. The birds were all over me.
Oh, no.
And I got another one.
Oh, good.
What's 4 inches long?
Oh, boy.
2 inches wide and drives women crazy.
Is this inappropriate?
An empty toilet roll.
Out of the two of them, I think we should have stopped at the first one somehow.
No, that's good, Bill. So you get two for one there.
Yeah.
Cent. See, I got you on that too.
You did, yeah. Mm,
well done. Been a good show.
Yeah, it's been.
Looking forward to tomorrow. Friday. Freedom Day.
Can you actually bring in some nice attire tomorrow, please?
I'm wearing my best shirt.
I look forward to it.
A bit fruity.
Ooh, fruity as in naughty?
Yeah.
Ooh.
What's the difference between an oral and a rectal thermometer?
Be careful.
What do you reckon the difference is there, Daisy, between an oral and a rectal?
The order in which you use.
No.
Well, that should be the punchline. Yeah. Is that going to laugh?
No. The taste.
Okay.
Sorry about that, guys, but we're done.
It's been a big week.
Very good,
Matt. Been a big week. I've just got to carry you, Rabs, Maddie, Jill, and Daisy.
Have a good weekend, Fat.
Yes, a tip, Daisy, for the cup, please.
I'm still going to stick with very elegant.
Oh, yeah.
$16. Don't
Grand
worry about
promenade
it.
For me, but okay. They've got to go past
Rabsy?
The...
Not master of wine.
Incentivise. They've got to go past that, don't they? Righto. So here we go.
Righto.
My girlfriend, new girlfriend, Daisy, invited me over to meet her parents.
Yes.
This is what I might have told, but I like it. Before we went over, she let me know that her dad, Dale was his name, believe it or not, was in a car accident and had both his legs amputated at the hips. Apparently, it was a very sensitive issue, as you can imagine, Daisy. So I was not to mention it at all, okay?
Yes, I could imagine so.
So we arrive at the front door, and believe it or not, a dad, Dale, greeted us at the front door. Not seeing his wife anywhere, I'm looking behind him, couldn't see his wife anywhere, I said to him, Dale, it's great to meet you. Where's the other half?
Oh, no.
Bill.
Oh, no.
Tell you what, that got off on the wrong foot.
Oh,
it's gone the double punchline.
Bill, no. It's not bad, though. It's better than the rest of them.
It's actually all right. Yes. Where's the other half?
Anyway, well done, Bill. You're away.
Not bad. I'll see you Wednesday, Pat. Happy Cup Day to you all.
Ascot, race 9, number 6 tomorrow. It's an oldie but a newie. We're rehashing a couple of old ones. What are you looking at me like that for, rabbit head?
An oldie but a newie.
It's an oldie but a goodie. Goodie.
Rabbit head.
I went into my son's bedroom the other day.
Which one?
Oscar. Yeah. And I could hear on the computer, like, watching porn.
Oh.
I said, mate, come on, mate. I said, don't go watching that. You'll go blind. He said, Dad, I'm over here. Poor old Dad blind.
Because you watch too much of the pornographic material. Is that,
Daisy.
Is that what it could mean?
Oh, that's funnier than the actual joke.
No, it's not. The joke's actually good. You just got no sense of humour, rabbit head. Righto, here we go, Daisy. Come These on. Are old ones, but they're my favourites, okay?
You can't rehash.
So you're doing a best of joke.
Well, I'm not coming up with a new one. I'll save them for next year. Say so three nuns.
Oh.
Not the cobbles. Three nuns. We're eating lunch in the park, Daisy, okay? Yes. Minding their own business, having lunch, sitting there talking about God, I suppose I'd say. Anyway. And a bloke in a big trench coat comes up and he flashes the three nuns.
Underneath nothing? New? Well,
two of the nuns had a stroke.
Oh, no.
The other one, she couldn't reach. Oh, come on, Daisy. You're better than that.
Straight to confessional. You got the old holy water on the hands. Wash the sins away.
Yeah, that's the other one
I'm getting there for Betty. Oh,
gosh,
that wasn't bad. Rehash, but that'll do. One to get smacked.
Right, I've got some jokes here, Daisy. You ready to go?
I am.
Right, I've got a joke for you, okay?
Yes, that's what the time of the day is. That's the opener, and this is what we do.
Righto.
Yep.
I always wondered what my parents used to do, Daisy, before the internet. But I'm going to ask my 12 brothers and sisters. Daisy, I will never forget my grandpa's last words.
This is a set. He's doing a set.
I will never forget my grandpa's last words.
What were they?
Stop shaking the ladder, you c***.
You can't, Bill.
Matty, just jump on that, Matty, will you?
We're live today.
And when I was born, I was given the choice, Daisy, of a long memory or a long doodle. I can't remember what I went with.
Piss off. Daddy.
Actually, that's it. I was on a roll, too. I should have kept going. I knew I had the crowd right here in my hand.
I reckon that's the only thing you've had yet.
Well done, Ben.
Well done. Good work. And thank you to the listeners.
Absolutely.
The listeners have been fantastic. Well done to you all.
For sure.
And I think we'll be back next year.
We'll be back.
For even more Billy's jokes
and everything else from Triple M's Rush Hour,
download the Listener app now.